Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the 11th parak of Maseches Ksubos, and we are up to parak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Almana nizonis minichsei yisomim. An almana gets supported from the property that the husband leaves over to the yisomim, to the orphans. The orphans are the ones that actually inherit him, but they have a responsibility to support his almana, maisi odeha shalahen, and because they're getting supported, she's getting supported from the estate that was left to the yisomim, whatever maisi odaim she produces goes to the yisomim. And that's sort of an exchange. However, they do not have to bury her. They don't have to pay for the expenses of her burial when she dies, because whoever inherits her ksuba and gets has the obligation to bury her, and the husband's yorshim are not the ones that inherit the ksuba. Even though the husband, if he were alive, would be obligated to pay for her burial, that's because he's also in line to yarshim her. So in this case, his children are not in line to yarshin her, so they're not the ones that have to pay for her burial. Her yarshim, the people who would inherit her ksuba, they're the ones that are obligated to bury her. Now we move on to Mishnah Beis. So we said that an almana gets supported from the nichsei yisomim. That's done by her selling the property and using the money from the sale to buy food. So when a woman collects her ksuba payment, she also sells her husband's property, but she just keeps the money. So our Mishnah talks about a case: does an almana need Beis Din's permission before selling the yorshim's property, or could she just go ahead and sell it because she knows she's entitled to the proceeds of that sale? So almana bein min erisin bein min anisuin, an almana, whether the husband died after they only had erisin, before they had a chance to complete the marriage, or whether the husband died after they already had nisuin, mocheres shelo beBeis Din. She can sell the property from the husband's estate even without a Beis Din approving of it, because her husband wouldn't have wanted her to go through the embarrassment, the bizionos of having to appear in Beis Din in order to be able to sell something. Now, obviously, not obviously, but the bartender points out, you do need a few people to be involved to oversee the sale and make sure that she's not, you know, being robbed blind on the sale. Rabbi Shimon Omer, if she already had nisuin with the husband and then the husband died, so then you don't need a Beis Din to get involved, because you can't expect her to starve while she waits for the Beis Din to adjudicate the case. But if she became an almana after having only erisin and not nisuin, so then you don't need a Beis Din. Then you will need a Beis Din, rather, because she's not going to be supported by the husband anyway. So anyone who has no right to be supported has to wait the time that it takes for a Beis Din, because her being able to eat lunch tomorrow is not going to depend on the sale. It's just a matter of collecting the payment for the ksuba, but her mizonos was coming from other sources anyway, so there's no rush to make her whole and to get her to be able to sell those properties. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Aleph, we said that an almana gets supported from the nechasim that the husband left to the yisomim, and in exchange for that, whatever ma'asei yadayim she produces goes to the yisomim. They are not obligated to bury her. Her yarshim, who yarshin or ksuba, are obligated to bury her. And then Mishnah Beis, we said that an almana, according to the Tanakhama, whether she's an almana min erisin, whether she's an almana min nisuin, she can sell the properties to get paid, to get supported, with out having to wait on a Beis Din. But Rabbi Shimon says, if she was an almana and nisuin, then she doesn't need to wait on a Beis Din, because she needs mizonos. But if she only had erisin, she's not relying on this for mizonos, so she should get permission from the Beis Din, because there's no rush anyway, since she doesn't need this for the mizonos. Okay, Beis Din, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.